seems like such a strange scripture reading for me to offer to you on this fourth Sunday of Advent, the Sunday before Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. King David just recently was given the throne as the second king of Israel. He had just finished conquering and subduing the enemies of Israel, the Philistines. He had hardly taken the inaugural oath and settled into the White House when he came across this suggestion and this idea of a temple for God. God, he felt, had done so much for him in leading his people. Now David wanted to return the favor and do something big, something that he felt was important to show his commitment to God. And so David wants to build a permanent place for God to reside. Up until now, God did not have a temple. He was worshipped in what was called the tabernacle, or at some points called the tent of meeting. It was a portable thing, portable with tarps and with sheathing and with some ornamentation. But it was something that they would pick up, and when they moved to another place, or they traveled and wandered to another place, they would take that along with them, and when they settled for a temporary period of time, they would worship there. It was a portable worship space. But today, in our scripture reading, God reminds David about the real nature of their relationship with each other. God tells David, you know, in this relationship, I'm the provider here. You don't have to provide anything for me. It's okay. Instead, God is going to do some building for David. God is going to build David into the house of David. His lineage, his kingship, and his throne will be continuing after David finishes his time. You see, building is a very important image. It is in biblical times, but even today in our times, the idea of building something is something that is of some real substance. It's a process. You don't just build something willy-nilly. There's a process you go through to build something. And it's also usually something that is of some substance. However, building can also be more than a structure, more than something you build with cement or with girders. A building can also be something internal to ourselves. That's what we do during the course of Advent. Advent is a time of beginning to build our faith, beginning to prepare our faith for receiving the possibility of a new kind of Messiah, a Messiah born in a small town, as a small infant, as a newborn. That is something completely different. And it takes some preparation, some spiritual groundwork in order for that to happen. And so it goes without saying that Advent is in one of those times of year in which, if we really are wanting to observe it, it's a spiritual pilgrimage. And it's a pilgrimage in which we're given the opportunity of growing our own faith and exploring the possibilities of where our faith might even become stronger than it might be now. It's a time of preparing also that is of engaging things. We realize now that this is more than something that is abstract and theoretical, but this is real. What this preparation is for is not just for something that might happen in the future. It is for our living now and preparing ourselves for whatever might happen in the oncoming years. When I was in youth fellowship, when I was, I think it was a senior, I was asked to prepare a devotion for a visiting youth group. I think it was from the Wautoma United Methodist Church who came to visit our youth group in Wisconsin Rapids. And my preparation for that devotional time was from the call of the prophet Jeremiah, in which Jeremiah talks about him not being adequate to the task that God's asking him to do, about being too young, about not knowing what to say and not particularly being a great speaker. But that call and that call of Jeremiah is something that helped me grow and helped to begin the possibility of building my faith in a way to receive the idea of answering my own call, even though I was quite young at the time. Building, growing, is a part of what our faith is all about. To be a disciple is not to be static, not to be happy with where we are 5 years ago or 10 years ago, but realizing that God is willing to touch us in new ways, just as he came in Bethlehem in a newborn baby, which was a completely unexpected and unheard of way of God coming into this world. To grow in faith means that you can't be static. And that's the purpose of Advent, to prepare us, to allow us to think in new ways and to be open to the possibility that God might be speaking to us in new ways. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, conceived of God's love and grace in a different way than many others. Many of our fellow Christians around the world think about God's grace as simply that moment in time when you accept Christ, and by accepting him, you are not only connected with God forever in heaven, but you become a Christian. John Wesley's grace understanding was a little bit different. You see, John Wesley thought of the grace in terms of a building, an actual building. He thought of the approach, the porch that a person might come onto that home or that house, as God's prevenient grace, inviting a person to that spot. You see, it might be that a person has no conception or no interest in God. But there is something about God's grace that leads us to the position in our lives where we might accept that for ourselves. And then there is that moment in our lives when we do that, when we do say yes to God in a new way, and making commitments of our life and faith and a willingness to explore. That, for John Wesley, was the entrance into the door. But that's not the end for Wesley. There is another aspect of grace, another aspect of our relationship with God. It's growing in faith. The idea that simply because who knows how many months, years ago, we accepted Christ into our lives, there is something in our lives that invites us to grow in different ways, to understand what our faith is all about, to dig deeper into the mind and spirit and life of Jesus Christ. That kind of grace is a part of our life and a part of our faith too. And that is what I hope that you ponder the rest of this Advent season. So my question for you is a quite kind of an obvious question, I suppose. What are you building? How is your faith growing in Christ? Are there ways in which perhaps you might want to be in conversation with me or with others in the church about how your faith can grow so that you might be that even more understanding disciple of Jesus Christ? Amen.